Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge here on your local radio station. Hoping you have a great day. We made it past Mother's Day this past weekend, and summer is just around the corner. It sounds like school is going to be out, and you can make plans to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out online at visitvalentine.com, the number one river in the Midwest. Be sure to check out 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. Visitvalentine.com. Come and visit us, folks.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains a Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from our first publication to the first issue. Continuous knowledge. Tri-State Livestock News.
An invitation for you and your family. Bring your friends along with you as well. We completed the Mother's Day races at the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, and now the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale invites you to the main event, starting on May 16th with the kickoff concert with Josh Turner. May 17th starts with trade show opening up at 1 o'clock, and of course, all of the wild horse races, and of course, the main event, the Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana, coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come one, come all to the world-famous Bucking Horse Sale. What do you have to share today, Kim?
Actually, I have something honoring moms. Now, I know Mother's Day has passed, but I just came across this and wanted to share it. Dear big kids, when your mom says she doesn't want anything for Mother's Day, what she means is that she just wants you. She wants a hug or a text, a phone call or a conversation, a meal together, a thanks, Mom, to hear your voice, to look at your face, a how are you, Mom, an update without her asking, and I love you via any method to know you're happy and healthy because you mean everything to her.
Oh, nice.
That's very nice. Lila O'Keefe shared that from Valentine, Nebraska. She shared that last year.
I'm not sure who the author is of this. I wanted to share notes from the edge of life.
Oh, that's from the old soap opera?
Sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does.
Dear Noah, we could have sworn you said the Ark wasn't leaving until 5. Sincerely, unicorns.
Oh, we did lose those unicorns.
Dear America, you produced Miley Cyrus. Bieber is your punishment. Sincerely, Canada. Dear Yahoo, I've never heard anyone say, I don't know, let's Yahoo it. Just saying, sincerely, Google. Now, this is kind of dated in here, but you'll get the gist of it. Dear 2014, so I hear the best rapper is white and the president is black. What happened? Sincerely, 1985. Dear Saturn, I liked it, so I put a ring on it. Sincerely, God.
Oh, that's cute.
Dear Scissors, I feel your pain. No one wants to run with me either. Sincerely, Sarah Palin. Okay. Dear customers, yes, we are making fun of you in Vietnamese. Sincerely, nail salon ladies.
Oh.
Dear world, please stop freaking out about 2012. Our calendars end there because some Spanish conquistadors invaded our country and we got a little busy, okay? Sincerely, the Mayans.
Oh, dear.
Dear white people, don't you just hate immigrants? Sincerely, Native Americans.
Very good.
Notes from the Edge. And I don't know who wrote those. I don't even know for sure who sent those to us here. But I thought they were kind of cute. Thought we'd share them with you. If you're going to send something, we appreciate it if you'd send the author's name if you know it.
And, of course, if it's funny and you don't know it, send it anyway.
Sure.
That's right. Okay, Bill Gates recently gave a speech at a high school. He was talking, of course, at graduation, which we've got graduations going on all around. These were 11 things they did not and probably won't teach in school. He talks about how feel-good, politically correct teaching creates a generation of kids with no concept of reality and how this concept sets them up for failure in the real world. He's got, again, 11 rules. Rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Rule number two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Rule three, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school. You won't be vice president with a car phone until you earn both. And we probably better wrap it up, so I'll save the rest of the rules for later.
And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.